Folks, I want you to take a good look at these awesome kids, these awesome youth and children. These children are now received into the love and care of the church. See what God has given us, that we should be called children of God, and all of us are. Amen. Let's give them a hand. Let's pray. Here, come here, kids, sit by me. Let's pray. Savior, giver, and keeper of all life, once again you have taken the substance of earth into your hands, fashioned it in your likeness, and given it the breath of life. We give you thanks for the birth and the life of each of these baptized today. As we celebrate their baptism, we marvel at the spiritual journey that they will take with you, Lord. A journey filled with faith in the midst of mystery, hope in the midst of life's changes, and love calling them to serve. Guide them as they grow in faith. Let your peaceful assurance rest upon their family. Gently remind them of your strong presence and sure guidance and help. Help this church community be a good and Christ-like influence in their life, so that Laura and Shane will grow even stronger in their faith, and so that these awesome kids may come to know you personally and trust you completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let us join together in welcoming all of these to the First United Methodist Church family. Now, I know it's going to be a long line, and some of us may not be able to do it, but would you join me and Jonathan back here after the service is over so people can welcome you into this church community? Awesome. Thank you all so much. Thank you. And thank you, Deanna. It's getting close, hon. I love kids. Never have to guess where we stand, do we? Praise God. We all should be that way. Well, we have prayed together. We have worshiped together. We have sung together. We have heard God's word together. We have experienced new creations in Jesus Christ together. Amen. I sure can. Please turn to 657 in your hymnals for the closing song. This is the day. Now, this is a very easy song. If you know it, I invite you to not get your hymnals out. Can anybody guess why? We have got to clap our hands on this song, all right? So I invite you to do it if you don't know the song. But otherwise, let's not use our hymnals this morning. All right, let's go.